Well, one more week down here in Buenos Aires. Coming at you live from the Pension Zabashos. Okay, well, that was weird. So, this week was a great week. We have been trying to get things going in our area a little bit more and focus on a couple investigators that we have. So that's been great. Let's see. So Monday we had our activity. I don't remember what we did. I think we just kind of were chill all day because we were going to go to some food fair over in another area. And we were going to go over there and check it out, but we decided that we weren't going to go because we thought we were going to go do something else. But yeah, so we didn't go over there. But then let's see. Then Monday night, I should probably grab my agenda because I can't ever remember this stuff. Alright, give me a sec. Here we are. Just trying to dry my sheets because I had to wash them this morning. And I have our little space heaters just going, trying to dry off the sheets. Okay. Let's see. So, Monday. And then in the night, we went past with a member. We went past some investigators we had. One of them was going to be a new investigator. Because the thing is he came on Sunday to church without us visiting him, which was super cool. So yeah, we went over to his house, but we couldn't end up finding him. And we tried to call him a bunch of times and he didn't answer, so we were just like, okay, we're going to have to go past another day. But then we ended up going, I think, Saturday, which is sweet, because he was a good guy. His name is Esteban. And it was cool, because when we went, I guess I'll get there when I get there. But yeah, then we went past Esteban and Juan, they weren't there. Then we went past our investigator, Miguel. We talked with him, which is good, but they still haven't come to church, which is kind of stupid, but whatever. Tuesday, we had our district meeting, which was really good. Our district leaders are super cool. My district leader, Elder Fleming, he did this cool practice of doing contacts in the street and stuff. And it was really fun. Every person had a different paper and they had to have a different problem. And then people would we had two different lines and they would walk past each other and they had to stop them. And then what was it? You had to stop them. You had to ask them an inspired question, a question that would help us understand what their need is. And then you'd have to teach them one point of the gospel and how it can help them. And then it was fun because we had to kind of think quick because I don't know. I can't really explain it very well, but it was fun. Then after that, we went to Mashol. I went back to Mashol and we did divisions over there. Which that was really weird being back in my old area. I was walking past. I visited a couple of my old investigators that I hadn't talked to in a while. And so that was really cool. We had some cool lessons and we set some baptismal dates and stuff. So, I was super pumped about that, because our district leader is now in Mashal, so we went over there to do splits with them. Then, let's see, Wednesday, in the morning we passed by a bunch of investigators, but we, Wednesday morning we had to go and send off some stuff for the zone. So the whole morning we were out running those errands. Then after that, in the afternoon, we went to our correlation with our war mission leader, which was good. We were talking about how we're gonna start working together more as a branch in the missionaries, which is really cool because they are setting up. So we have to give out a list of seven investigators that are the progressing investigators. It's seven or eight. And then they're assigning two families to each investigator. One family for the social, one family for the spiritual. And they have to help them along the the road to get baptized, and it's like super sweet. So this is like the first week that they're trying to do it, so we're gonna try to help get that implemented, because if that keeps working, it'll be sweet. Because like, as soon as an investigator stops progressing and we find another family that's better or something, well, like, we can switch them out and stuff, but like, keep the families like still in contact with the old investigators for like, if someday they want to come back, they can, you know. So that was really cool. And we went past our investigators, Enrique and Eileen. And they're good. So they're the ones that I was telling you about how they have like the problem with smoking. And the thing is, well, I'll get to it when we get there, but we went past them. And I think they were working or something. They couldn't meet with us. Then after that, we went past the family of Ian, our recent convert down here. That was fun. Then Thursday, we went past our investigators. We have like a bunch of contacts to go to, but they didn't end up being there, which kind of sucked. Thing is, we have like a ton of references that we need to go contact from the Capilla Abierta. So we're just trying to go and figure that out. But then, let's see, Friday we had our weekly planning. Then we went past Enrique and Eileen. And that was a really cool lesson that we had with them, because we did what you were saying, Dad, about like the Anti-Nephi Lehites. We like read the story, and then we're like, hey, like, you guys will see a miracle. Like, we promise that if you guys like read the Book of Mormon and say your prayers and make this covenant to never smoke again, like, the Lord will help you, and you guys won't smoke again. And we were like super pumped. It was like a super spiritual lesson. But then the hermana was like just kind of like showing that she was kind of scared. And we're like, Enrique was like down. He was super excited. But then like the hermano was like, oh, I said that after Monday I won't smoke anymore, and I don't want to like promise anything, because like, it's Friday, and like that's still a while like before I like promised myself that I was gonna stop. Just like, but Monday I promise, but today I can't promise that yet. And we were like, what? Like, you know that the Lord can do any miracles. You just have to have the faith and the desire to have it happen and stuff. And like, we made it super spiritual, but then at the end she was like, no, I just promised to stop smoking on Monday. And we're like, okay, all right, well, we give you the invitation to like read this chapter in the Book of Mormon and pray. Like, every time you feel tempted, just say a prayer that the Lord will like strengthen you, right? And it was a really good lesson. But then what happened was, like, so they were pumped, we went out, we buried the cigarettes. But then, let's see. Then, like, the next day, we go past their house, and we're like, so how was it? And they were like, oh, we smoked at night. And I was like, what the heck? Like, we gave them a blessing. Their blessings are, like, super powerful. It was just, like, super awesome spiritual thing. But it just, like, shows, I guess, that, like, the people still have agency, and, like, I guess maybe we need to start talking about repentance and make sure that they actually repent, that they want to change. Because the thing is, like, they told us, they're like, we want to stop smoking so that you two can baptize us, like, me and my comp. Because they're, like, super excited to get baptized. They really want to get baptized, and they want to get sealed. And they're just, like, a super awesome couple, like, super awesome family. And so we're like, okay, well, we're gonna help you guys with this, and we're just gonna keep passing by like every day to try to help you. And so we're gonna see if we can get that to work with them. But they're awesome. They're super awesome. But if you guys can pray for them, that would be awesome. Enrique and Eileen. Then after that, we went past another investigator, but he wasn't there. Then let's see, Saturday was kind of a bummer day, but we ended up passing by Enrique and Eileen, We also passed by, who else? Who was it? I don't remember who it was, not gonna lie. But it was good. Well, let's see, then Sunday went past, oh, yeah, that's right. It was Esteban, which is cool. He's a super good guy. I'm excited for him. He has a baptismal date. Just pray that he can come to church and keep progressing. He already went to church once, so we're excited. Then, let's see. Sunday, we had a cool satellite broadcast of Elder Razband. They talked to the whole area of, Sur America Sur. So it's like all of Paraguay, Uruguay, Argentina, and then Chile as well, I think is what it is. But like all of those countries, they were all together, and then they had just like a giant like broadcast to all of us, and it was cool. They talked about how we need to start working with the members more, the members need to start helping the missionaries, and they talked a lot about like what we plant in our lives, like the seeds that we plant in our lives are what make what we get later on. And then they also talked about like how the Lord gives us blessings for doing what we need to do, like for keeping the commandments and stuff. And it was really cool. Then let's see. What else did they talk about? It was just a really good conference. Then, after that, in the night, we went past a couple investigators, and nobody was there again. We need to start, calling them, I think. But, yeah, and then we had a dinner with this hermana. It was funny, because, she's kind of crazy, but it was a good dinner, so I enjoyed it. Let's see, what else happened this week? I'm sure there was cool stuff that happened. Just always forget. Sometimes I don't like making these recordings because I just kind of forget what happens. But my comp's still not feeling super good. So just pray that he can start feeling better. Let's see, what else? I don't know. I feel like there's something I needed to say, but oh well. I hope, Ben, you're feeling better from your back, because that sucks. And yeah. And Tyler, start learning French, because that's sick. Do you realize French is really similar to Spanish? Not similar at all. It's actually a lot different. But I'm gonna try to study French when I get home. So I'm gonna need you to help me. Sound good, bud? One of the missionaries here has the Book of Mormon in French, and it looks sweet. But I have no idea how you pronounce the things, because in French, the pronunciation is super weird. It's super hard. They have gutturals and accents, crazy accents. It's kind of like Portuguese, but insane. So good luck, man. And it's probably African French, so it's probably different. It's probably a different accent. So that's sweet. Yeah, Justin, keep studying Chinese. I'll study Chinese with you after the mission. Sound good? We can go to China together or something. That'd be sweet. Let's see. Zach and Tanner, just keep studying in school and being capos. I don't really hear a whole lot about you guys, but I love you tons. I hope everything's going well in school. Yeah. There's something else I wanted to say. I don't know. I don't know. I'll figure it out some other day. But I love you guys tons. I'm going to read a scripture for you guys that I found this week. Well, I didn't find it this week because I had known it for a while. But there's a scripture that I love in Moroni that I'm going to read to you guys. It's Moroni 9:6. And this verse is super cool. So just kind of study the scripture because it's really good. But it says, Y ahora bien, mi querido hijo, pese a su dureza, trabajemos diligentemente porque si dejamos de obrar, incurriremos en la condenación. Porque tenemos una obra que debemos efectuar mientras estemos en este tabernáculo de barro, a fin de vencer al enemigo de toda rectitud y dar reposo a nuestras almas en el reino de Dios. And I love that scripture because, like, each one of us has a work that we have to do in our lives. And, like, we only have a certain amount of time to do it. And really, the Lord wants us to make the most of what of the time that we have, right? And, I don't know, just, like, I've just been noticing, like, as I'm coming closer to the end of my mission, that, like, I don't know, this whole time I've had, like, an important work to be doing, you know? And, like, now as I'm getting, like, closer to the end, I'm kind of stressing out a little bit, because, like, I know I could have done a lot of things better, but, like, I know I've still got a lot of time to do better and get some good stuff done, but, we're just going to keep going forward with faith, doing the things that the Lord wants us to do. And if we're diligent in doing those things and we work hard and we give everything that we have, the Lord will bless us and we'll be able to return home with Him. But I love you guys tons. I know this church is true. I know that the work I'm doing here is extremely important. And I know that, Tyler, you're probably nervous to go and get ready to go to Africa, but just know that the Lord is going to bless you, and He's going to bless you a ton, and you will grow immensely. But just have faith, and don't worry. Just enjoy the little bit of time you have left with the family. It's probably one of my biggest regrets. I know you guys will tell me, told you so, but it's true. But I'm excited to be back with you guys in just a little bit. But mientras tanto, I'm going to keep working. So I love you guys. Have a great week. I'll talk to you more next week.